6:00 Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, April 6, 2022. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Welcome to the Diaspora Forum.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we're talking to Zimbabweans living in different parts of the world. And we know that there are so many Zimbabweans marvelous living in countries like the USA, we've got some in Britain, in Australia, and in all parts of the world. Definitely, this is a topic to always think of every time, because, you know, these are lovely people that left their country, and now they are all over the world. So, ikoloko ke marvelous sikhoka ngakho. Namhlanje, izalo ze Zimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi bayenza into ezijiyeneyo kakhulu, marvelous. Abanye ngabantu abasebenza imisebenzi emihle, abanye abasebenza imisebenzi engani ayikhanye ukuthi yangaphi, kodwa bayaziphilisa, bathumeza imali enzima kwale Zimbabwe, fika kuma-billions, kuma-remittances. So ke kambe namhla sicabanga ukuthi singathini ngabo, sikhuluma labo namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu. Kunjalo mabulazi.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chatinotarisa tichitaura zvakare nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinogara izvo kunze kwenyika. Nasi pachirongwa chedu change tiri kukurukura nezvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kubata mabasa akasiyana-siyana uyezve nemabasa avari kuita kubatsira vari kumusha. Tichange tiri kuda kunzwa kuti iko kunyika kwavari vari kuita mabasa api. Chii chakaita kuti vafunge kuti vabatsire kumusha kuZimbabwe. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinogara pasi rose. Nekuti tinoona kuti munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana tinoona muine zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti ndezvipi zvavakatarisana nazvo pari zvino. Uyezve vari kuita sei kuti vabatsire vari kumusha. Pangave pari panyaya dzezveupfumi, panyaya yekutaura nyaya yekunyoresa kuvhota, nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika nezvimwewo, nekungoti vari kuzvigona sei kwavari ikoko.
Yes, our first guest is Professor Elliot Masocha. He is living here in USA, but he will tell us exactly where he is and how he's doing and all those things. So welcome to the program, Professor Masocha.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for listening, wherever you are.
Thank you very much. So we know that you are in USA. So tell us a bit about where you are, what you're doing, that kind of thing in English, then marvelous. We'll make a follow-up to that.
I came to the United States in 2000 in Columbus, Ohio, going to school at Ohio University. And I didn't waste time much before I came to the United States to look for, low-paying jobs. And within 3 years, I had done a lot of things in Zimbabwe because I always thought of where I came from, just the same way as we can say colonialists, when they, colonized Africa, they never forgot where they came from. That's why we, see in Western countries, wherever we are, Zimbabweans in the diaspora, we see all that development and we wonder where that money came from. It came from those people when they went to the diaspora in, in different parts of the world and colonized their other countries. So for us in the diaspora, I really concur with you. When you said people in the diaspora, those are some of the strongest people you can ever find in the whole world, because their income, no matter how little it is, supporting two economies. Because where we are here, the United States or wherever, Australia, Beira, we have a life that needs money. But we never forget people at home. We either send money home or we just invest or send other items home. And for anyone, who has been in the diaspora, I think you can, support me here that it's never easy for anyone to earn money enough to support two economies. One, the economy of Zimbabwe, we support it in billions of dollars every year. But here we also have lives that are very much expensive. The cost of living here is very much high. and we really don't have money. You know, in most cases, we even borrow to support our countries at home. So I have done that. I have done a lot of things right in the rural areas where I was born, where even my father and mother have passed away, and I don't even have a home there, but I was born there.
Maybe tell us a little bit, where exactly is the rural area where you are talking about, and what prompted and moved you to now go back and invest, even though your parents are now late?
I come from Masingo province, Murinye area, just after Kayo Demo, the rural areas that are there. That's why, you know, I grew up. That's why I went to school as well, you know, from grade one all the way to form four. And you can't imagine that I failed my form four and repeated and never failed again, to the point where now I have 5 degrees. And besides having 5 degrees, but I have done, you know, what some people can say wonders back home. I have managed to, you know, sponsor a solar borehole that supplies water for up to or more than 2 kilometers, 2 kilometers with taps and those Georgia tanks. And besides that, I realized that, you know, people don't have a grinding mill that is close by. So I bought people in my, you know, village a grinding mill for them to start to learn how to do business and support themselves. I'm totally against people, you know, giving people cash and keeping on, you know, giving people cash, because I don't want to create dependence. And then I will start to complain that, you know, they always ask for money. I would have, you know, it would be my fault for just giving me the money. You can see some pictures right there. That is where I was born, in the middle of nowhere, where there, you know, is no clinic. There is people have been drinking water from wells, but now you can't imagine the happiness they have. And my next project is to package water, bottled water, that is going to come from that rural area. You see, it's going to be amazing. I also formed sports teams, men and women as well. Please do not forget women. They also want to be much happy as we are. So I formed netball teams for women of all ages. They know how to manage themselves. So don't worry about managing themselves. Just give them resources and, you know, allow them to give you feedback on how things are going. And I also sponsored some chicken projects for women who made a commitment that they will succeed no matter what. I only started them. And then once I do that, they are off on their own and keeping on sustaining their business. And I'm also planning to use the water for community gardens. So everybody is going to have his own, you know, little piece of garden within the community garden. The water is already there. And remember, the power of, you know, a farmer may be in soil, but if soil is dry, I say the power of a farmer is in water. The picture, you know, that you see there, that's where I was born and grew up. It's in the middle of nowhere. No road network there. When we go there, we go through the mountains, no clinic and nothing else. But look at how we can lift each other up, so that those people are also going to lift us up through their prayers, through their best wishes, and, you know, through building themselves around and sending kids to school. One day a millionaire is going to come from that village. Okay? One day a footballer like Mane is going to come from that village, from that soccer ball that, you know, you can send there. And also, I never forgot teachers. I never forgot schools. I have shipped thousands of books to different universities, and I pay school fees for orphans. And I started one program that I want everybody to really try to do, that teacher appreciation program. We should never forget our teachers. For us to be here where we are in any country of the world is because of the teacher that opened our eyes, the teacher that opened our mind. And teachers go through a lot. If you can just, you know, send a ballpoint pen, it's going to make a difference. If you can just send some items for prize-giving ceremonies, that's the one thing that they said, well, we don't think about ourselves as teachers. We think about these kids. We want to motivate them. And for ladies in the diaspora, wherever you are, do not forget sanitary wear for girls. Please do not. Because the power of any country is in a woman.
Yeah, look, Professor, I was going to come from the Masocha. umasocha ke ule nhlelo zakhe ezijeneyo inhlelo lezi zikhona ngale emrinye lapha dabuka khona so usegephe umgodi uthi njalo uyanceda isikolo njalo ababalisi labanye abantu abajeneyo so ke uthi lingakhohlwa lapha edabuka khona nxa kukuthi selisenza inhlelo so uyakhuthaza abantu sibili ukuthi besebenze kakhulu besebenzele lapho abadabuka khona ngokutsho kwakhe uthi that place eliyibonayo khonapho-ke emfanekisweni emfanekisweni okhona khonapha is a place where vele thetioya does not cry anymore so uthi vele yindawo engani nxa ungayibona yakhala le nyembezi kodwa uyazama phela marvelous uthi uyazama kakhulu
aiwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvinafundo masocha apo nhasi tiri kutaura nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri pasi rose pamabasa avari kubata tombodzokera kwamuri kuti imi pari zvino muri muzvinafundo mungatiitsananguro kuti sei makazofunga kuti muwanikwe muchidzokera kunzvimbo yamakazvarirwa kana kuti yamakakurira muchibatsira ikoko
ndakaona zvinoitwa navamwe vuno kuamerica vovuno kuamerica zvizvarwa zvovuno kuamerica kuti kwatinoti kumaruzevha kuamerica kwakasumuka asi wakasumudza ikoko ndiani zvekare chakaita kuti dzokere ikoko kunoita zvinhu kumusha kwauro zvokuti tose kwatakazvarwa hakuzombofi kwakachinja tinodifainiwa tinorespektiwa zvichienderana nokuti unobvepi ukaona uchinyara nokwaunobva kana newo unenge uchinyadzisavo saka ndo zvakandisumudza izvo zvekare ndiri munhu wendingatiini wechivanhu zvidzidzo zvangu zvatiri kutaura nyange ndiri kumabhizinesi zvangu asi ndiri murayiridzi wechishona wakafunda chishona muzimbabwe kusvika pamasters level nokufundisa chishona zvekare muzimbabwe saka ndinonatsokuziva kuti tiri vana vevhu but kwatiri ikoku kana kuri kuamerica australia bera vhuri riri kuhandi redu tiriri vana vevhu kwatakazvarwa nyange takazvarirwa mumaguta asi ngatirangarire kuti madzitateguru edu akazvarirwa kumisha maguta atiri kuona iwayo handi isu takaavaka isu tikavakawo maguta edu kumisha sezvamunogona kuona pafacebook page pangu ndakatini chishuviro changu pandakaisa mapicture pakatonyorwa chishuviro changu ndechokuti ndichavakawo guta rangu kumusha pandichazoisawo mayunivhesiti kumusha ikoko maairport kumusha ikoko nokuti pasina kumusha ikoko hapana ini ndinodifainwa nokumusha ikoko kuti unobvepi ndobva kwamurinye ndobva kutopora kwakadii kutopora ikoko kwedu kune mvura ndavawo nezvokudada nazvo kwete kuswera tichidada nezviri kuamerica zvatisina kuvaka zvatakawana zvakavakwa navamwe zvisiri zvedu taakudadawo nezvedu kumusha ikoko muchaona kuchizobvawo bottled water iya inotengeswawo mashopi iyai inenge ichibva ikoko nokuti mvura iriko changosara chete ruzivo rwokuti tinoipeka sei mvura iyoyo titengesevo zvinobva kumusha kwedu ikoko zvizotengwawo kuamerica ikoko zvinonyadzisa chaizvo kuona vanhu vanenge vachimwa mvura yo mabhodhoro paamerica mukatarisa payakanyorwa muchaona kuti zvairi mvura yecoca cola zvairi mvura yepepsi vana coca cola nana pepsi makambani okuamerica havana kuenda nemvura kuamerica aiwa vari kutitengesera mvura yedu muzimbabwe simba redu rokupeka mvura iyoyo isu tine mvura yacho takafunda zimbabwe inyika yakafunda kudarika dzose dzomuafrica ngatishandise njere dzedu idzodzo kusumudza kwatakabva kuna marisosis akawanda ndakadzidza zvakawanda kuna vastrive masiwa kuti vakapa munhu wese cellphone zvakava zvisiri nyore nokuti muupenyu kana ukasava nounokupikisa haubudiriri hapasati pamboita munhu wakabudirira pasina opposition saka opposition yavanhu vachati hazviiti asi uchaona kuti iwe zvofanira kukumotivheta iti zvokuona kuti zvinoita chete zvandokurudzira vanhu ndezvekuti aiwa rima minamato kubva kuvanhu nokuti hama dzako dzikakunamatira dzine fevha hadzizombofi dzakakunamatira zvakaipa mufundisi akakunamatira unongokunamatira zvakanaka chete asingazvizvi asi vamwewo vanhu vakaipa patinotenga zvimwe zvinhu mungava mumastreet chaimo mutawendi ngatizame patinogona napo kusakumbira bhasera kune kwakutova kuba kubira murombo uri mustreet ngatitovapa bhasera ivo vacho vatitengesera kwatinoti isi kuya uku lets buy expensive tiparadzire ufumi hwedu kuvanhu vedu kuzimbabwe
Yeah, so I'm told that you've got another project, a poultry project, in which, you know, you invested in one place and then the whole village is getting fed. So tell us a bit about that project.
Yeah, you know, the project started with women, because women approached me when I went there and said, well, we are already organized here, because at the basic of all projects we can think of, it's organization of those people who are going to participate. So women said, well, can you please give us this? Okay. And I said, well, I have no problem about that. I just want to know how much it is. And it was really cheap. It was less than $100 to buy 25 chicks. And on top of that, 150 kg of you know, starter mesh. So I did that right in my, you know, immediate village. And then after that, other women as well in some neighboring villages requested the same, and I gave them the same as well. And then, you know, those men as well say, what about us? I say, okay, I'm going to give you the same, and I want to see competition of success between you and women. And then some women say, we don't have entertainment at all. We can do whatever projects we can do that you sponsor us, but we also want to be happy like men. That's why I bought uniforms. And you can see the moment they put those uniforms, the moment they throw that ball, you know, to each other, look at their faces, you see how much they are happy, very much happy. And that happiness is a source of inspiration. Look at the kids now. They look at me as if, you know, I am somebody who have lifted them, and they are ready to lift everybody. If you light a lamp for someone else, it will also brighten your path. It will also brighten your path. So, and now the next move is community gardens. We already have water. You know, we already have everything. We already have the know-how. So that know-how of those people back home, those people who request those projects, is the only thing we need. They don't have income, and they will learn as well through mistakes. Not everybody is going to succeed. So don't give up if some are going to fail, you know, because failure is part of life. I failed Form 4 myself, and look where I am right now, teaching people in the United States in their own language, and I'm a Shona teacher. So anybody, don't look down upon anyone. Please put women ahead of us, because, you know, they are the ones who feed us.
Thank you very much. Let's see who we have right now. I think there are some people who are trying to join us, but they are falling off marvelous. I think maybe that's a connectivity problem in Zimbabwe, and we are going to get them as soon as possible. But maybe before we get them, we've got traditional leader in Diweni. So I think we still remember Diweni. He is in London. He has been getting some medical help. He has got an eye ailment. He appears to be preparing to go back home. So let's see what happens next. So maybe there's a guy here who wants to come in. Let's take the guy first, and then we are going to have people coming in bits and pieces. So instead of Ndiweni, let's go to Tembelihle Ndlovu. Hey, Baba Ndlovu, siyabamukela uhlelo ba.
Yebo baba, baba Dube, unjani?
Asiphilile. So wakathesi isikhuluma ngempilo yakho, sibili ukuthi kambe uphila njani khonapho, lapho khona, njalo lokuthi usebenzani, kwezithi abantu babekwazi umuntu esikhuluma laye ukuthi mbani. So akusitshele kanjani ukuthi wena ungubani?
Mina nguThembelihle Ndlovu. Ngizalwe nsiza ngikhulele khona endaweni enhle kakhulu, izwe elirayithi kakhulu, isigaba esirayithi. Ngasuka ngeza kwele South Africa, ngingumfana nje ngisakhula, ngaba rayithi, ngafunda imisebenzi we-plumbing ne-electric. Lo enikhuluma naye manje ngisasekuwo lowo msebenzi, sengu-7 years manje ngisebenza i-plumbing ne-electric.
Kuyona
into engiphilisayo.
So waqala njani ukwenza i-plumbing yakho?
Kwaba nzima kakhulu baba Dube, ngoba ngalesi sikhathi uma ngiqala ukufunda, ngikhumbula umuntu owangifundisa umsebenzi phambi kokuba ngiye esikolweni, yayiyindoda yayinomusa kakhulu, because bengihola u-R50 ngeviki, sometimes ngingayitholi. Kodwa manje ngoba ngangivehle nami nginesifiso sokuthi into engiyifunayo kumele ibe sesandleni sami nasegazini, ngabekezela. Kwaze kwaba yimanje, njengoba ngikhuluma kumanje sengibizwa ngoNdlovu. Kuwukuthi kwakunzima baba Dube. Kwakunzima kakhulu. Ma kwakuyisikhathi sempi, bengizotshuthi bekusempi. And then plumbing ukhumbule phela babudubuthi plumbing you can start to say plumbing ukhuluma ngokufaka amagiza but plumbing you can start around from municipality until endlini ngaphakathi so okwamanje sidila ku insurance sibhekana namagiza maintenance nje futhi iqala phansi izindlu ama toilet amabhavu nje iqala phansi yonke pipe work isitoli giza yona nje into engibhekane nayo kumanje
Yes, so kulula kanganani ukuthi wenze umsebenzi lo kumbe vele kuyakusinda njalo nxa kulenzuzo kuzuzakala njani kunoko kuzuzayo njengomuntu nje
into engayitsho babudube mina ukuthi ngisuka ngikholele emandleni kaNkulunkulu ukuthi ma uNkulunkulu eyiyo into akunikeza yona kumele ubambe khona lapho uqiniseke ngoba ungafuna ukugxumagxuma uye ngale nangale ugcina se ukuthi abantu bayakuthakatha kungasiyilutho Ngithi mina lento engikuyona manje inzuzo ikhona iright yamphilisa because nabantu abami bayithola iplastic. Uyayibona bayithola iplastic kungenza nami ngizibona ukuthi ngibaba endlini. Ende kungenze futhi ngacabangi ukuthi umsebenzi lo ngawuyeka. Libe nesifiso sokuthi yingakho ngithi sengize ngatry ukuthi ngenze icompany yami ngisase busy ngayo because ngifuna abanye abafowethu bafunde nabo ukuthi babasebenze plumbing umsebenzi wesandla awupheli. Wonke umuntu ozalwa manje kuyafisa ukwenzela i-toilet kuyafisa ukwenzela i-sewage kuyafisa ukwenzela yonke into isikhuluma ngomsebenzi ongapheli babuduli
Yes singathi ke abafisa ukuphuma khona bo benzeni bakudinga njani
Mina inumber zami zokuxhumeka baba u 073 mawusegoli 073 951 3333 Ngiphinde futhi 073 951 3333 Ulwazi umuntu ngiyamnikeza for free. Isikhathi esiningi baningi abafana sembasizile basebenza kumanje. Sinokuthi ma kunomsebenzi omaphisi wethu sababiza sesimnika lokho naye ukutholayo asiza abantu bakhe. Asikhethe ukuthi ngubani ngoba okuzokusiza kusasa usuka ungazi ukuthi nguye lo muntu omcindezelayo noma ngomunye umuntu. So asikhethe ukuthi ngubani. Usizo siyakunika mawufundela umsebenzi yakufundisa sizosuka sesiya ke esikoleni sesiyafundela ukuthi ube necertificate phela ngoba ulwazi sewunalo
Yes siyabonga mkhulu ke sicela ubambe khona pho ke ungayikhatshana so what Mr. Thembelihle Ndlovu is saying is that he's a plumber and he does a lot of electrics you know electronics let me put it that way or electrical work if ever I be able to put it in a proper sense so he does a lot of that and he's in Johannesburg So he started from humble beginnings, and now he has got some people that are assisting him. So he does a lot of work in Johannesburg area, and if you wish to contact him, I think he has given people his number out there. And now we are joined by Mr. Nhlanhla, Moses Ncube. So we are always discussing politics with him, but today is totally different. So want to understand him? Who is he? You know, this guy is always talking politics. Does he have a life? Does he have, you know, Mr. Ncube, how are you?
Fine, and you, Baba Dube?
Very well. Can you tell us a bit about yourself today? There's no politics.
Yes, today you are catching me unaware.
Yes.
I'm Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, born and bred in Kai, educated in Kai, and at Gweru Teachers College. Then I a teacher by profession, but now my title is of a lecturer here in South Africa, working for the Department of Higher Education and Training. I came to South Africa in 2007. Then I worked as a security guard. Then from there, I got employed by the Department of Basic Education. But later on, we were changed. I'm working in the what are called community education colleges. So I'm employed by the Gauteng CET. Yes. Yeah. So that's who I am, and I'm also a politician.
Yes. So now, how difficult was it, or how easy was it to get that job?
It was very difficult because, like I'm saying, I came here as a qualified teacher, but there was nothing that I could do. What I had actually forgotten is that there was a time when I was selling tomatoes and potatoes. You know, my former students loved me very much because they were visiting me. I suspect that they were coming to see how suffering I was in South Africa. Because the moment I got a job, they never called me. They never wanted to visit me. But at my spot during that time, I was always having one former student, at least one a day or two, visiting me, promising that they would find employment for me.
Mm-hmm. So it was quite tough.
It was very difficult. I remember one of the days when Tsotsis came in the company where I was working, and they took our phones. They were kicking me like nobody's business. I was forced to lie down. So I was even thinking of coming back home. Then one friend of mine was saying, "Hey, what are you going to go and do at home?" Because I was saying, "No, people were carrying guns and knives like this. I've got to go." But in fact, I did that for quite a short time. It was a few months. Then I heard that there was a college that was employing teachers. So I went and left my CV. Then I was employed.
There you are, marvelous. So, a story to tell, you know. We always discuss politics with him, but today he wanted to know exactly who he is. You know?
Very interesting. I think most of the people that are actually in the diaspora have a lot of stories to tell that when they get in the country that they are at, they might not actually get to do the job that they trained. And then when their paperwork is fixed or they get an opening, that's what happens, like what we're hearing from our guest here. Apo tukunzwa munyarikani wedu ari kutaura ivozvo vakasangana nazvo mushure mekupinda munyika yeSouth Africa kwavari vari kutivo vakange vari mudzidzisi asi vakatomboitawo basa rimwe rekutengesa mbatata nezvimwe zvakadaro vachitaura ivo kuti zvanga zvisiri nyore kuti vapinde imomo muSouth Africa vabva vawana basa vakati pane imwe nguva yavakatombowanikwa vachishungurudzwa nematsotsi vakatofunga kuti zviri nani kudzokera kumusha asi shamwari yavo yakazovabvunza akati ukadzokera kuZimbabwe uri kunobatei ndopavakazomira vachibva vazokanda CV yavo kune chimwe chikoro chipamusoro college vachibva vazotorwa uko vari kudzidzisa pari zvino saka ndodzimwe nyaya dzatiri kunzwa ipo pano uyezve tinoshuvira kuti pane madzimaiwo here vari pachirongwa tibva tanzwawo kubva kwavari kuti pane zvavari kusangana nazvo here munyaya iyoyi yekushanda uri kunze kwenyika yatinoti diaspora.
Yes, there was one lady who is doing domestic work who actually came and she wanted to tell us a bit about herself. So I'm sure one of them is going to join us shortly. So let's turn to Jacinto Ngesindebele, Baba Ncube. So sizokuthi ke wahlupheka kakhulu ufika kwele South Africa, wathengisa amatamatisi, wenza lokhu lalokhu, so uthi impilo yayinzima kakhulu. So akusitshele ngamafutshane ngakhona.
Impilo yayinzima kakhulu ngifika lapha ngangisuke ngingumuntu okade ngumbalisi ngamfundise enkayi eMpumelelo High School. So ke nxa ngifika lapha ngathola ukuthi impilo inzima. Ngaqala ke ngathengisa amagwili lamatamatisi. Kwesinye isikhathi ngangithengisa ama-frozen ngingayelokuzeni eGoli ngangithengisa ngisethembisa. So ke leso sikhathi abafundi bami ngange ngabafundisa babenthanda okunye okumangalisana ngoba kwakungachoni ilanga bengabuyanga ukungivakatshela bebezombona betshengisa uthando bethembisa okungidingela umsebenzi kodwa ke ngonela ukuthi ngithole umsebenzi lami sokungathi sokuphileka abasaphindanga bangivakatshela okwenza ngazibuza ukuthi kanti kutsho ukuthi into ababengithandela yona ngalesiyana isikhathi kwakuyini ababehlala bemfonela hawu mdala lapho kunjani lapho ibhizinisi lihamba njani but ke after that hayi ngathola ukuthi angisabuzwa so ke ngifike ke kuthe ngisuka lapho ke ngasebenza ngingu-security guard ngikhumbula kakhulu ukudubeka okwenzakala kwelinye ilanga kubuya indoda engangisebenza layo khonapho kanti uyibuya ihamba lomunye bengathi nje babili kathi sesibanjwa inkunzi asifika salaliswa kungangikhahleliso kungabafana kungikhahleli ikhanda leli ukuthi angilale phansi ngaze ngathi hayi mina madoda sembuyela ekhaya lapha angeke ngikhulumele lokho so kwaba into enjengaleyo kwaya ke kodwa ke sengihleli ngase ngiyafaka iCV yami kwelinye lokuzena isikolo sikahulumende ke ngase ngiqhatshwa la namhlanje nisasebenza ku department education and training.
Awubona ke isitori sakho sihle kakhulu baba sizo ke uMabelas sisinomama lapho urumbizayo uMabelas sizinombi ututi nurumbi
aiwanti nofara kuti makwanisa kupinda pachirongwa madzimai vari pachirongwa avo taurai zita renyu nekwamuri nekutinda ngoti huyai mva matopinda taurai tinzwi.
Yeah, I think she's okay now.
That's my daddy, any more saying in the Parashank.
South Africa.
And then domestic work.
Saka zviri kuendeka here makasvika sei ku South Africa ikoko uye zviri kuendeka here kuti mubatsire vanhu kumusha.
Zvinenge zvakaoma asi hapana zvokuzviita nekuti tikada kutedzera kuti tirambe takagara kuZimbabwe kwacho zvinotori wese saka kuna kuzvinotori nani.
Yes, so don't move around because you get cut. So be in one place, yes. Continue, mom. Continue.
Okay. Zvinoona kunge zviri nani kunoku pane kuZimbabwe nekuti tiri kuZimbabwe ndaimboita zvekuenda kuZambia ndichihodha ndichitengesa kuZimbabwe kwakuchiri kunyanya kushanda US dollar saka manakazoona kwazvatanga zvebhondi mwanga uchiti ukaenda kunohodha unongouya unongoziva zvekuZimbabwe vanhu vacho kazhinji unotengesa muchikweretesa ndizokolekta monthend paunoikolekta mari chinenge yatopera kudhara. Saka ndaiona panenge pasisina chauchaita pasina profit inenge iringori mari yaunenge uchingoti ikauya uri kutongoidya yobva yatongopera saka ndazongoona kuti beta tingoendawo kumhiri kwaLimpopo timbonoshandiswa tiri koko at least kuno kunotomboita zvinhu zviri nani zvinobatika.
Saka pari zvino pane nhuna here dzamuri kusangana nazvo kana kuti zvii zvamunosangana nazvo nyanya semadzimai makatariso uyezve zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe zvamungada kuona kuti remangwana muda kudzokera kuZimbabwe.
Semadzimai inini zvangu inini nhuna dzangu chaizvo chaizvo anangotide mwari ratibatsirawo nyika yedu yakwanisa kuti arit tidzokere nyika kwedu unozova munhu kana ari kunyika kwako zvinhu zviri easy than kunyika yeumwe munhu ende kumba kweumwe munhu kweumwe mukadzi tisi mavhemi munozvinzwisisa imuri munhu wemudzimai toti inini ndosiya kana kuti ndogara kuchiini ndogara kuchinoi zvangu ndosiya imba yangu ndiri kuchinoini ndaimuka nguva dzandinoda ndichizviitira zvinhu zvandinoda nenguva yandinoda kana uri kuno rotoforswa kumuka kana half past five so that we can prepare vana kuti vaende kuchikoro chichi asi kana kumbaka kurigona kumbekana na10 saka isusu nshuvira yedu semadzimai nyange shuvira deni nyika yedu yangu yaitawo zvakanaka tadzokera kudzimba dzedu tanomukoti panguva yedu tichizvirimira zvemavheji yedu tichizvihodhera tichitengesa tiri kumba tiri mukati mumba medu kwete izvi zvatiri kuita izvi tinge tiri nani hedu tiri kunogwa ini kugandira na problem but asi hatisi tese tiri kurarama life iri nani sezvandinge ndichiita nevamwe vanotoshungurudza unotoona mabhuruku atetiri kuti mamadzimai ange achita kuti ndonyema chikafu achita kuti ini ndorohwa nemunhu anotenge chandira asi nangu handisandasangana nedambudziko rakadaro but asi seshuru yedu semadzimai nekuwanda kwatakaita changoshuva zvinhu zvakadzisika kunyika yedu tadzokera kuZimbabwe tanoshanda tiri panzvimbo
izvozvo semunhu ari pabasa tinonzwisisa saka pane mabasa here amuri kubata kuZimbabwe ekubatsirawo vanhu mataura kuti munobva kuchinhoyo
inini hapari zvino ndinoita ndichiti ndikawana mari kuno ndoenda kudragon city ndohodha magubeze makamfota chindotumira kuchinhoyo zvonotengesewa seve zvino anti varimi atanga kutengesa fodya zvinoenda kuti kukaroi kumusha kwangu.
So how is it to work in such an environment? Do you find it challenging? How is it, Mama?
Yeah, challenge iripo. Mama, izvozvo ndareva kuti kana usiri kunyika isiri yako, yekuti malanguages akatosiyana, Pandora chone challenge, Papa, because uno gona kusikira nomwe anenge vachita hudu, kusikira nomwe vari raiti, nokusangana nevanhu vakasiyana siyana. Asi ndoma challenge dzatosangana nawo isusu semabasa edu imomo. Newa kuti ana dudula vanhu vomborwa hwato last week iyo, tainzwa kuti anzi kunana kunozvikuru. Chikwairo hwavanhu, tinge tichizvinzwa tichizviona zvichibuda. Tinge takutifungudzika kuti takutotyawo kubuda kuti tikabuda muroti. Since ini ndisiri munhu womuno muSouth Africa ndogona ngobatwa kuti ndoitwa izvozvo ndoma machallenges atinenge tichingosangana nawo sevana vekuZimbabwe.
Taona tichinzwa mumwe munyarikani vanga vari kutaura kuti ivo vakambosangana netsekwende yekubatirwa pfuti vachibirwa zvinhu nezvinhu zvakadaro. Pane zvamuri kumbosangana nazvo?
Aina hangwa ndiri kunyepa ndisandasangana nazvo but kuburikidza nomukuverengawo nemukungonzwawo mumatv. Vakawanda vanosangana nazvo. Kuno South Africa problem ndeyekuti chero munhu atakwa zvezve vamwe vanhu vakamira vanotosuduruka vakwanise kukumiririra even maZimbabwezi chaivo vanotosuduruka kutenda kuti vasingakuziva vakwanise kuti vanhu vaite chigwirango zvezve kuti tibatsira nemunhu nhangi munhu anotofa kutoenda kumocha vanhu vakatarisa kudai nodambudziko racho rinenge riripo asina hangwa sandasangana nazvo.
Ewo mazwenyu ekupedzisira tinoona kuti muri pabasa uyezve tikutozwa vana vari kuda kuti chiuya isisi mutibatsire.
Havana vachatonetsa vanonetsa kamuka zvikodaidza daidza
ari pabasa. Ndinotaura imi kuti shuro yenyu yanga iri yekuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota uyezve vakuvhota, tiudzei nenyaya iyo.
Vanhu ngatinyoresei kuvhota. Ndakatonyoresa kudhara ndiri kuenda panongonzi madhete ekunovhota asetwa ndakutogadzirirawo ini kutoudza vanhu vangu kuti ndombokuzimbotawo. Saka especially vanhu vari kunze ikoko especially vapamhiri paLimpopo vakawandisa vanhu vari kumuSouth Africa atitei tiende kunovhota. Aingoshura dai tanovhota tese newandi wedu ithink zvinhu zvinogona kutichinjirawo tikabatsika.
Thank you very much.
Chaizvo hamuve nezuva rakanaka, regai tichikuregedzai muende kubasa tizoti.
Raita basa.
Okay, bye bye. Okay, bye.
So now we're hearing there from one lady who's actually based in South Africa. She's talking about her experience. She says she's a domestic worker. And she says her wish is for people to register to vote. And then she's also saying that she has actually been sending some clothing back home to raise money so that by the time she goes back home to Zimbabwe to vote, she will have a bit of income. So she has said she will leave South Africa and go to Zimbabwe when voting time comes. And she's already told her employers so that they give her leave when that happens, and then she'll be able to cast her vote according to her, so that, you know, the lifestyle that she's leading now can change. And she says her wish is to go back to Zimbabwe and resettle.
Wonderful. We've got Mtutuzi Moyo. Baba Mtutuzi, unjani?
Dan, Mr. Tube.
No, nyapila, ikakulu. Yeah, kateza school me politics. Says school mangawe. Uti katumtutuzi vele mbani. Mwa stela njenga mafichani. Utumtutuzi vele mbani. Njalo lokuti uenzani kuna manje kule South Africa. Usitele ngakono kukenga. Ngamafichani ba. Ye, kubeka.
Hai, vele nami kuna hapa nkwe motuwe nye driver. 5 seconds. Kupira, hai, mina, Mr. Tuwe, umuto kwa 7-0, George Laganisela, kuchukuti, mina ngenzi electronics, longa ma restaurant, ngani, nye tengisa, umuto ule nto zinyanyana, nje zifake mali, aso umuto ti 7-footer, ngufun. Koto wake, hai, umuto Laganisela, wakanjaro, Mr. Tuwe, angshupi umuto, aso umuto loo choncha, umuto 7-footer, wanje kahle kahle.
Yeah, so ngabantu befuna ukuthola izinto zakho bakuthola njani manje moyo
umuntu? Mina Mr. Dube, into engiyenzile electronics ngiyazi yonke, ngilabantu abasebenza ku electronics engisebenza nabo engibafundisile abanye asebenza bela ngaba company kwabo kuncane. Umuntu ufuna ukuthola i number zami 0785000275.
Yeah, iphinde njalo
0785000275. Ufuna ukwazi nje electronics yonke nje, hayi uza kimi, bafana banenge ngasengibafundisile bazivulela amakampani abo amancane bazisebenzela akonke kumnandi.
Nga ufisa ungakufaka la ngesilungu khonokho okhuluma ngakho mnumzane? Yeah.
Ngikufaka English.
Nga ufisa, nga ungafisi uyathuta
isilungu? Hayi, I'm a Mr. Dube, but I'm a technician. I'm a technician as such. Anyone want to, maybe you want to know about my job, little bit, you can call my number on 078-5000-275,
because
I think it's better.
Yes, Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, Mr. Dube, kono kuti njengo msebenzi vele kabi, utuma ukleti skora kula msebenzi. Ndezi njenga lezo, inde zenza siza ngape South Africa, utuolu kutahuge ya bambega. So, I kona kungo ono shem, but this fiso sami uwe kaya, home is the best. So, mfumu register and vote, then uonge uwe right, inge se kaya.
Mwoni nge, Valerisa kuna pa Valerisa ba?
Valerisa, hai. Siyabonga mpela hayo abafuna ukuncediswa electronics yonke Mr. Dube ku numbers one ziyana hayo kumnandi kakhulu hayo abafana banenge asebavula amakampani abo badluleke imezandleni zami lapha abanye sebenze bala makampani amakhulu kudlule yami
so singathi ubambeza amagetsi into ezinjalo
yonke igesi Mr. Dube electronics everything vele zikimi na supply le khaya yonke inyakanyaka Mr. Dube
siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana mduduzi moyo ungathini lokusasa ba
thanks Mr.
Okay, let's get back to Mr. Masocha. Sorry, Professor Masocha. I think he's still around. So, Professor, you were saying a lot about your projects. What's next now in your village?
Well, what's next is to teach people in my village how to be like me and more. You know, it's to teach people in my village and many more what money is all about, because I wanted to respond to the lady, you know, who was talking previously, very good point. And, you know, thank you for everything she is doing. But for us to hope to go to Zimbabwe when things are okay, things are not going to be okay. If we are not going to make Zimbabwe okay ourselves by going to vote, as she is, you know, already registered and going to vote as well. So what's next for me is, you know, voter education, you know, teaching people what money is all about. I think everybody in the diaspora or not, we really need to know what money is all about. People think money is only cash. Absolutely not. You know, from my readings and what I'm teaching, money, I broke down money into four things here. First, it's cash. That is the worst form of money people can rely on because it loses value every day. Okay. And the next form of cash is assets, fixed assets. And I'm not talking, you know, about things that I don't have. You know, I'm not talking about things that I have not done or accumulated, you know, immovable assets and businesses as well. Because at the end of the day, those people who know money, you know, you will hear them saying that they can enjoy everything they want to enjoy in life, in the world, as long as they are not the ones who are paying for it. And I'm one of those people. Okay. I'm not paying for it, but my knowledge of money and how I use money is helping me to pay for everything I want to pay. Okay. And then the other thing, those in the diaspora, please look into the stock market. Any one of us, wherever in the world, with the power of technology, the power of internet, you can actually thrive buying and selling stocks from anywhere in the world. You know, the stock market never sleeps. The more we sleep, the lady who was talking about waking up anytime you want. Well, that's what some of us who don't have money believe in, sleeping. If you are, you know, one of the richest people in the whole world, Warren Buffett, said that if you are not going to think of ways to make money while you are sleeping, then you are going to work for the rest of your life. Okay? You just need to find ways of making money, what is called passive income, money that comes into you, whether you are dead or alive, whether you go to heaven and back. So that can only be found, you know, by investing in assets or in the stock market. And then one thing we take for granted, of course, we are Africans. We don't even know that time is money. Another, you know, form of money is time. And, you know, Western people say time is money. Each and every one of us have 24 hours. If you find anyone with more or less, please refer that person to me, and I will give him or her whatever he wants. The way you use that time, look at how much we waste time back home. You know, we waste a lot of time, therefore we waste money. From the government to everybody else, let's value our time, let's sleep less and work more. We are going to sleep as much as we want when we die. Okay, so the knowledge of money is key. Zimbabwe is not going to be okay when we do not make it okay ourselves. So create your own job. Invest in yourself. You as a human being, be a business itself. that is going to make an income like what I have heard from people who are, you know, doing plumbing, who are they invested in themselves through education, skills, and experience. And now they are getting profit from there. And then they have various sources of income by not forgetting your rural areas. I'm not getting anything from home, but I'm getting prayers. That on its own is valuable. You just have to have some people who pray for you, okay, much as you pray for others as well. So invest in your own people back home.
Yes, maybe Marvelous would like to hear you saying that in Shona briefly.
Ndingada kuvunza kuti sakare mangwana rakamira sei tichimbodzokera kumamisha kwamuri kubatsira. Zvii zvamungataurawo vamwe vakateerera pari zvino kuti ivo vangabatsirawo sei? Mumwe anoti ehe, ndiri kuita basa rangu, ndiri plamba, vamwe ava vari panapa nditicha, vari kutichawo kukoleji, imi muri muzvinafundowo, muri kuzvikoro zvepamusoro ikokuno, asi vangabatsira sei kumamisha kuti vanotanga sei kunzvimbo kwavanobva?
Chikuru-kuru chetingabatsira kumamisha kudzidzisa ruzivo rwatava narwo, rwatakaonawo kune dzimwe nyika. Nokuti tose kwatiri takaona zvimwe zvinhu zvisiri kuZimbabwe zvatinofanira kuti isu tidzidzise vanhu kubva kumba kwedu, kubvira mumba chaimo chaimo. Ndofunga ndatombotumira umo mupikicha waamai vari mumba kuno kuAmerica uko, vakakreata mabasa mumba mavo, vakandoda kitchen manager mumba mavo imomo, kudzidzisa vana vavo kuti aiwa, mari haikumbirwi, mari inoshandirwa. Munhu wese patiri panapa wakatombobata mari pane imwe nzvimbo, asi chakazongosiyana chete kukwanisa kushandisa mari iyoyo. Saka what's next? Kumusha kudzidzisa vanhu. Pandinoenda pese pese pamapicture pano pamupa handineti kuona, nokuti ndine ndiri mutema kudarika vamwe vose ikokoko. Muchaona mapicture mukaenda paFacebook ndichidzidzisa vanhu vokumusha patakaita macompetition amabhora vakahwina. Ndakabva ndavadzidzisa kuti aiwa, zvamahwina izvikai imbeu, imbesa. Kana wapiwa mari imbeu, dzvara mari iyoyo, ziva kurima mari. Kana ukaziva kurima mari, haufi wakaneteka pano paspace. Saka tose tiri maticha, hazvinei nokuti une chitupa cheuticha here seni navamwe vambotauravo. Aiwa, une zvimwe zvawakatombodzidzavo, dzidzisa unotevera, kunyanya kana mwana wako womudzidzise kushanda mabasa amavoko pamwe chete nokushandisa mari. Nokuti at the end of the day, mari inonzi is how you use it. Ini zvizhinji zvandakaita ndakatanga kuita profesa 2013. Otherwise ndakauyawo kuAmerica ndikandotsvaira matoilet, mawarehouse, mese ndinoziva kuita. Asi makore matatu ndauya muAmerica, mashandisiro andakaita mari kuZimbabwe, kucreata basa rangu, kucreata salary yangu yokuZimbabwe, inogona kukashamadzai kuti in 3 years chete ndakaa ndatenga dzimba 6 muguta reMasvingo, kucreata salari yangu inini pachangu nebasa. Kwaka ndava kudzokera kuZimbabwe, handidi kunotorera vanhu vari kuZimbabwe basa vasina kwavakamboinda. Ndofanira kudzokera kuZimbabwe nebasa rangu ini pachangu, ndondokreatawo basa ravamwe zvekare. Ndine cake business riri kuHarare, ina handigona kubika makeke, chandiina chechete macustom. Asi ndakataurira macustom angu, kana uchida kutenga makeke kuna amai ava, unototenga makeke e5 years dzinotevera kuti urarame nokusingaperi. Saka ndine limit, ende amai ivavo vari kutohaya vamwe vanhu kugadzira makeke. Munhu unondotenga iko makastoma angu ndinavo vanotenga 5-10 years, nokuti birthday richauya chete.
Thank you so much, Mr. Masocha. There is one guy, Douglas, who says thank you so much for your advice, Professor Masocha, and thank you so much. Sekubaba ke uDlovu. Ndlovu, uyangizwa kumbe awungizwa?
Nguzwa kahle baba, nguzwa kahle kakhulu baba. Yeah,
sesiyafike emapetroli nohlelo lwethu. So sicela ukuthi usitsheleke ukuthi kuyiwa phambili umsebenzi wakho kuya ngapi ngokubona kwakho.
Ukubona kwami baba uDube, ngesifiso enginaso, njengoba namanje siphusha lo msebenzi sisemazweni abanye abantu abanikazi, uyayibona? Isifiso enginaso Dube njengamanje, ngifisa ukuthi nje kube thiwa i-government yethu iyasenzela kube lula thina sinamathuba okwenza imisebenzi. Nokwenza nokuletha ubuhle ezweni lakithi, isenzele kube lula masifunga uvula amakampani. Ngikhuluma ngokuregister amakampani. Ngithi mina, njengoba mina ngilapho kwaMthwakazi, abangivumeli ukuthi makuthiwa kunetende liba khona, bake bazame ukuthi babone ukuthi labafana abancane abanamakampani amancane aregister manje babanikeze itender, and then sizobona yonke into yethu iphumelela. Kodwa ungakuthatha ukubheka iningi yethu intsha yonke ila eMzansi iyenza umsebenzi wezandla ila eMzansi into ziba zinhle siqhubeka siba zinhle kumakhelwane wezwe lethu so isifiso enginaso mina esolo sokuthi i-government yethu isivumele ngobuncane bethu sikwazi uku-applyela amakhampani ethu a-approve basinike imisebenzi nathi zobona indawo yakithi ithuthukisa ibandla kusukusela ezandleni zabantu njengoba eshila ubaba laphana ukuthi uyahamba uhambe uyobona into enhle engekho eZimbabwe usuke nayo uyoyiyenza eZimbabwe ucreate imisebenzi futhi kwabanye abantu nokhona kuyanciphisa ukuba nobugebengu ezweni
yeso ke wena ekhaya kukhona okunye okwenzayo yini onceda abantu into ezinjalo
Into engikhuluma manje Dube ngisasebhizi ngenza ugesi emaphandleni angakangena etawuni kodwa okwamanje ngisaqala ukuthi ngiregister company yenza ugesi for electric power from solar panel converting ku inverter through battery ibese siba yi 220 volts ngikhuluma ngemaphandleni emakhaya ugesi siyawenza nginabantu abasekhaya already okwamanje ngina 2 abantu abasiza abantu ukuthi ma umuntu ethengile lana eGoli siya transporta kufika ekhaya makufika ekhaya bayahamba abafana bayomjubhela umuntu ekhaya ukukhanye uthole nje kungathi kusedorobheni so into engikhuthaza kakhulu kuloko engikhulumayo singabheka ematawuni ugesi uyahlupha ukho uyohlala iviki yonke ugesi ngekho uthola ukuthi kuze kugcine kuba nobugebenga ukucasha bezinto ezindlini ngendaba yogesi ungekho nezinto ziyamosheka kuma fridge So into esayisuka ngayinaka kakhulu ukuthi emakhaya la esiphuma khona emakhaya engasabali ematawuni kuyadingeka ukuthi kube nombani ukuze phela namakhosikazi ethu akwazi ukuthi athande ukuya ekhaya ngoba ikhaya into yakudala besifutha ngotshani masifungene endlini manje sesiwubonile ugesi ukhona etawuni sesiwubonile ugesi ukhona eGoli ugcwele yonke indawo eSouth Africa kunamalight ezitradeni sesiwuthethe sawufaka emakhaya and then masiwufaka emakhaya icompany ithi Trust Electrical and Plumbing And then it's your supplier, solar panel system, okay, so now.
Thank you very much. That is Mr. Tembelihle Ndlovu. So, Marvelous is now trying to implement a certain program in rural areas, you know. So he's saying he's using, you know, solar power for that kind of purpose, just to bring some electricity to the village where it comes from, you know. So I think the guy is doing a wonderful job. Maybe you can talk to Mr. Ngobe. And then we'll then sign off later. Yeah, go ahead, Marvelous.
Maybe Mr. Ngube, I'm not sure if you speak Shona, but anyway, I don't know. Do you?
No, I don't speak, but I will hear you. Whatever you are saying, I will be getting
okay,
the message.
No, that's fine. You can just give us a brief to say, so what's the way forward for you? Especially when it comes to taking some of the knowledge that you've learned in South Africa back to your hometown, like the challenge that we had from Professor Masocha. What's the way forward for you personally?
The way forward for me is that I'm going back to Zimbabwe. I'm looking forward to what I will do there. But for now, I can't tell because here there is a lot of challenges. Now, I cannot withstand this, so I've got to go home and see what I can do. It's unfortunate that there were times when I was doing some businesses there, but for one or two reasons, some of the things I had to stop doing them. But as I go back, I will have to reflect on what I've got to do. I agree with the professor that... we should not be waiting for it to be okay, but we need to make it okay in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much.
So, Korongo, Office Utuye Wenza, Ekaya, Ngapa, Nganso Kubaba, South Africa. So, Office Utuye Wenza, Ngoba Siya Kumbuluti, Kwa Stela Utu Owa Kichinyiswa Ngabantu, Ilapana Usumu Security. So,
Mina Engi Kutabanga Ekaya, Iguti, Nizafika Ngeluse, Inkomo Zame Zikona Konapana, bese ngidinga amacebo ukuthi kuyini engingaziphilisa ngakho kumbe ngile sawudwe engingalithengisa njengoba abantu isawudwe belithanda ngizabe mbathengisela le sawudwe bese ngivumelana lokuthiwe nguprofesa ukuthi singamelela ukuthi kuthiwe eZimbabwe sokurayi liphutha ke mina engalenzayo ngoba belokhu ngimelela ukuthi khona kakuqale kube right namhlanje kakukho right lapha sokulumela kusahlaleki sokumele ukuthi ngibuyele ke ngizacela omakhelwane bangiyeluleke ukuthi ngingenzani ukuthi ngiziphilise ngoba bona abakujwayele khona ngani
wena kodwa ubonana ubonana zani ungenzani
ekufikeni kwami for now I can't say ukuthi ngibothi ngenzani hayi hayi angeke ngitsho for now ukuthi ngifuna ukwenzani but next year ngizabe sengikwazi ukuthi kuyini engizakwenza yes
so professor we've got Mr. Ntata Moses Ncube who's planning to go back home what advice can you give him he says right now he's not thinking of any big project or any project but what's your advice
Well, my advice is that if you are not thinking of any big projects, then, you know, for yourself, think of, you know, projects for other people. You know, a grinding mill is one thing you can just buy, you know, a certain group of maybe the youth for them to manage themselves, you know. So you can teach from anywhere you are in the world. If you look at my Facebook page itself, you know, what I post is a lot of, you know, knowledge in there so that people can actually learn how to manage themselves, how to manage their money as well. So as a teacher like me, you know, you have a responsibility to teach every day and night, okay? So do not sit on your education, your skills, and your experience. Otherwise, we look up to people like you. You know, you learned a lot in Zimbabwe. You have learned a lot in South Africa, and you are teaching South Africans. So why can't you teach your own people back home in any way? We have internet now where you can even, if you cannot send anything on the internet, please write letters of advice, teaching people how to do certain things. And so that's the advantage we have, that we are able to help people from anywhere where they are, when we are anywhere in the world using the internet, you know, internet resources. A text message that you can send to motivate someone, it's going to help the person maybe to go and register to vote. All of us can educate people the importance of voting and what they should do instead of just registering to vote, go to a rally, and then don't vote. Because if you don't vote, you have already voted for the winner.
Hmm. Very interesting. Yes,
Ncube. Yes, thank you very much for that, Professor. You are reminding me that there is work that we are doing. For Nkai development, we are having what is called the Nkai Community Parliament, and I'm the speaker of Nkai Community Parliament, where we discuss issues, developmental issues. I was taking it lightly, but as you are saying it now, it makes me talk about it. So those programs, we also have what is called Zwelabo Former Students Association. Recently, we posted on our Facebook page. We were helping there at the school, donating stuff. They are drilling a borehole there. The kit for the school, books as well. So those are some of the things that I've been doing, which means that when I'm there, it means that the Speaker of Parliament will be there on the ground doing his work. So thank you very much for making me realize that I thought what we are doing is small, but as you are saying it, I'm seeing that we are on track. Thank you very much.
Yes, I was calling you. One father is the very good one. Is a salary 30 seconds.
Yengithi siyabonga kakhulu usengivule amehlo uprofessor ukuthi kukhona vele inhlelo esizenzayo sesisabumba okuthiwa yinkai community parliament lapho esikhuluma ngendaba eze development enkai okuhluphayo enkai bengingathi ngikuthatha kancinyane ngingu speaker ke imuso omlomo owedali elenkai parliament then futhi kuzwe lapho former students ngingomunye ngililunga elakhona lapho esafunda khona So nje kuviki eliphelele le besihambise impahla khona ngalo okokuyancedisa ukudrilwa kwesibhorane ikit yabantwana besikolo lama exercise books ebesincedisa ngakho yes siyabonga kakhulu
Thank you very much on that note we wish to thank our guests this evening Ms. Rumbidzai who is in South Africa Ms. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube Mr. Thembelihle Ndlovu Mr. Mduduzi Moyo Professor Elliot Masocha and all those that attempted to join our program but couldn't join because of technical issues. So signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, everybody. We're going to meet again on Friday. Marvelous.
Marvelous, Mhlanga Nyakuye. Just saying, those who are wanting to follow Professor Elliot Masocha, he is on Facebook. Look for him on Professor Elliot Masocha. I see a lot of comments of people that really want to follow some of his teachings. And thank you once again to the professor for having been
good,
a guest.
Good night. Yes, good night.
Mhlanga Nyakuye.
Good night. Bye-bye.